A chapbook arrived in the mail a while back from the Northeastern Ohio University's College of Medicine. The chapbook, a small pamphlet of collected poetry, contains works by students, part of the school's Human Values in Medicine program. NPR's Susan Stamberg leafed through the poems.
They're selected works by finalists in the William Carlos Williams Poetry Competition, named for America's great poet physician, the New Jersey country doctor who used to scrawl drafts of poems on pages of his prescription pads. William Carlos Williams wrote short sometimes and to the quick.
This is just to say I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me, they were delicious, so sweet and so cold. Let me read it again.
And he did. William Carlos Williams, who died in 1963, has been an inspiration to patients and physicians. So it's fitting that the Northeastern Ohio University's College of Medicine should name its poetry competition for him. Now, at the beginning of its fifth year, the competition is open to all medical students in this country. But just 1% of them, a few hundred or so, enter the competition.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot more are closet poets and aren't willing yet to submit. We hope they do.
Martin Cohn, director of the Human Values in Medicine program at the College of Medicine, says the student poetry centers around several themes.
I guess it falls into categories that all poets write about, including lovers and friends and sorrowful kinds of situations. But then there is also the experience that they're most intimate with, which is medical school itself, which is also a theme, and also relationships with patients.
Poetry by 10 medical students is presented in the chapbook, accompanied by biographical notes on each of the poets. Kurt Beal at the University of Texas Health Science Center at Houston describes himself this way.
I write to remember, to find, to uncover, to unfold. I have learned that poetry is music, and I write because I cannot sing.
Martin Cohn has some samples of poems from the chapbook. P.C. Bowman of the Medical College of Virginia School of Medicine wrote Cartographer about his wife.
When I watch you watching yourselves in the mirror, undress not with caution but with care, peeling the swimsuit from shoulders and breasts, exposing the belly flat from its vortex to the ribs ordered as architecture, the hip swell that breaks my geometer's heart. It is a map of some impossible country whose turns widen to vistas and stations so sudden that I cannot breathe or comprehend how I have wandered there and kept my life.
A wonderful poem.
Yes.
But he doesn't have to be a doctor to have written it.
No, that's true.
Give us one that could only be written by a doctor.
Okay. There is a poem, another one on anatomy, that was written by Diane Rawston, who, as the other poets, has a very interesting background. She danced for a number of years in a regional company and also had taken courses in journalism. And she writes of an experience with a cadaver and the life of this cadaver. And she ends the poem with the following verse. Now, student, to anatomy, cleave and mark this slab of 31-year-old Caucasian female flesh, limbs, thorax, cranium, muscle by rigid muscle, dissemble this motorcycle victim's every part, as if so gray a matter never wore a flashing ruby dress.
I notice there's so much of that in this poetry by the medical students, the reminders to themselves of humanity here. It's not just arteries. It's not just anatomy. There are
humans.
That's
right. And we feel we're just trying to do our part to encourage them to remember. Many students shuck off the arts and humanities when they enter medical school, and even if we can keep them involved, even if it's a thread of involvement or a vicarious involvement by reading, not necessarily writing, that's what we're trying to do.
At the Northeastern Ohio University's College of Medicine, Martin Cohn says there's no evidence that the making of poetry produces better medicine, but he has to believe it helps the students understand themselves and their patients better. And so the William Carlos Williams Poetry Competition continues. I'm Susan Stamberg.
This is just to say I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox, and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me, they were delicious, so sweet and so cold.